neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Right before the break, oh, friends, worry not. We're going to talk about last words, deathbed statements. But before I get there, I wanted to tell you what the United States Congress said in 1854. Had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination, going so far as to put God the Father's name on every state preamble in your Union, America. And they're still there. His name is still there.
And so are your rights, by the way.
The universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination. I love that.
Yeah.
Brings so much understanding.
I think so.
In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. That would be me and you. Me
sure.
And moi.
For sure. Hey, by the way,
you were talking about common law. You never really kind of spelled that out.
How did that come into being here in the United States of America? Well, we have about a 1,500-year tradition of common law. Nobody knows exactly when it originated, but it originated with the Bible, if you want to get specific about it. And in Europe and in England, they brought this thing together, and they called it common law. Now, why? Because it was common. It wasn't like it was written in books. Blackstone actually ended up writing it into books so people could kind of get a grasp of everything that was involved. But it was just common. Why was it common? It was common sense. God is the creator. God gave men rights. God gives us law to protect those rights. Therefore, if we have laws, it should be common sense that they come right out of the Bible, incorporating the Ten Commandments, like Joseph's story said. Now, in that particular paradigm, if you will, of common law, our founders, all the courts during that time, as a matter of fact, said many court cases were solved by reading a line out of Blackstone's commentaries on the common laws of England. Seventh Amendment, in suits at common law, that's where it is found. In suits at common law, where the value shall exceed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We talk about our courts judging and ruling by common law.
Don't you find it rather hypocritical that so many people kick up against Christianity 24/7?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, when you're putting the fleece out there to go ahead and give us a call, where is the ACLU or Freedom from Religion or Separation of...
Do you think they can afford a phone?
I'm curious. Where are all those bloggers? Where is the Huffington Post?
I don't think they have phones.
Where is MSNBC and ABC News? Why is it, Jake, that they never want the facts?
Facts are stubborn things, huh?
Plus, it also corrects them to have to take what?
Yeah.
Responsibility, yes.
You know, I thought it was great. As a matter of fact, Western Journalism just picked this up. It's about the lawsuit. See, the IRS is targeting conservatives. They always have been.
Of course.
We'll continue to do until the people no longer tolerate it or until it ceases to be
an IRS.
Isn't
that ridiculous?
Yeah.
We're targeting people that are actually supporting this system.
The Constitution.
Yeah.
And then you got mainstream media hacks like MSNBC and Rachel Maddow, of course, who then comes against this ministry. And we contrast the lawsuit. Western Journalism did a nice job on that. Thank you, guys. Matter of fact, you can join and be a part of this movement to demand that mainstream media is accountable for the words that they say. But in saying that, you have a mainstream
system.
Boy, that
sounds really wild. Well, you guys are really wild over there. You guys are really like
crazy
radicals over there.
Jump on board.
Yes.
Jump on board. Don't miss the boat on this one. So this insane, crazy system of the mainstream media world and the way that the IRS targets, it just comes down to toleration. If we tolerate it, it will continue to happen. Our enemies are not going to voluntarily give us our rights. It has to be demanded. As MLK said, it's got to be demanded. It's never going to be voluntarily given.
But we're not a Christian nation. Let's go back to Calvin Coolidge. They, the founding fathers, were intent upon establishing a Christian nation, commonwealth, in accordance with the principle of self-government. They were inspired by the body of man. It has been said that God sifted the nations that he might send choice grain into the wilderness. Who can fail to see in it the hand of destiny? Who can doubt that it has been guided by a divine providence?
Wow.
That doesn't sound like no deist to me, no, either, by the way.
Sounds like a
preacher. That sounds like a God in action. Amen.
And
moving on the behalf and for the good of men.
Amen.
What an awesome God.
I think that was awesome. That was well said by Mr. Calvin Coolidge. Identifying it.
Did I say that was Calvin Coolidge?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Did you screw up on that?
I did. I was hoping everybody was going to think that I said that.
Well said.
Do you want to get over to last words?
I think it's time.
Thomas Jefferson still survives. Famous last words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Actually, Jefferson had died earlier the same day.
They didn't have cell phones, texting, or Facebook,
no.
So he just didn't know.
No.
The horseback rider was on his way.
Let's go to John Adams' son, John Quincy Adams, famous last words. This is the last of earth. I am content. I think he was, when you really kind of look at the life of John Quincy Adams, I think he really was struggling throughout his whole life. I mean, just keep in mind, friends, this kid was 14 years old when he was sent to Russia. Was it Prussia?
Yeah.
As an ambassador.
That's right.
By his daddy.
Yep.
Right? He died on the floor, too, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
In D.C.
Serving enough?
Yeah. Joseph Addison, he was a writer, famous last words, seeing what peace a Christian can die. Folks, they get good, they get bad, and some are even ugly. Louisa M. Alcott, she was a writer. 1888, speaking of last words, famous last words. Is it not meningitis?
What?
Ethan Allen, American Revolutionary General,
yes.
1789, said this. Waiting are they? Waiting are they? Well, let them wait. In response to attending doctor who attempted to comfort him by saying, General, I fear the angels are waiting for you.
Let them wait. But then he went to them.
You know, that's funny because I was just cutting the grass today and I was going back and forth with the Lord and I was just being really transparent as I am right now. And I said, Lord, I don't want to know you in the afterlife only. I want to know you here on this side. It's important for mankind to see you now. Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd share important stuff. Important stuff. Lady Nancy Astor. Her last name was Astor. Astor. 1964. Am I dying or is this my birthday? When she woke briefly during her last illness and found all her family around her bedside. I mean, she's dying and she's acting like it's her birthday or something? What is she thinking?
She got screwed up, but there is a day. I guess you're born on one day, you die on another day.
Yeah. Jane Austen, writer, July 18th, 1817, famous last words, nothing but death, when asked by her sister, Cassandra, if there was anything she wanted. She wanted death.
Oof.
That's morbid.
Miserable.
An actress, Tallulah Bankhead, December 12th, 1968. Her famous last words were, I wouldn't have been asking for this. I'd have been looking to the blood. She was saying codeine bourbon. There's some sick folks out there, isn't there? Blinded folks. Of course, we mean not for them to stumble, but open your eyes, friends. Get Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Bradley Dean EE on Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
You keep saying that the president has committed all these crimes. What crimes have they committed?
Is there a scandal in Benghazi? What do you call it? when an attorney general and his administration, namely the president of the United States, gets busted for throwing 300 high-powered rifles to Mexican drug lords who killed 300 of their own people, and you're asking the question,
what statute did he violate?
I'll tell you what, you take a gun, you go to Mexico, you commit the crimes that this administration did, and you'll find out every statute. And you can call me from prison when you get there.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Man, when you look at some of these founders, or even back from that time era, it's a lot of old English. For example, here's Robert Abbott. He was an English prelate. He said, "Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly, finishing me the work that thou hast begun. Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit, for thou hast redeemed me, O God of truth. Save me, thy servant, who hopes and confides in thee alone. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be shown unto me. In thee have I trusted, O Lord. Let me not be confounded forever." All right.
That sounds more like something that a person should be saying as they come to death.
Yeah.
That's what I would.
That's what, of course. Saying. I'd be looking for the gates, right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, bring me in.
Well, I wouldn't really be looking for the gates. I'd be looking for the hand to pull me into the gate. Sorry.
Amen.
Yeah. Famous last words. How were the receipts today at Madison Square Garden?
Who said that?
P.T. Barnum, entrepreneur, 1891.
Is that like Barnum and Bailey Circus?
No idea.
I wonder if it is.
Famous last words, I can't sleep. James M. Barry, author, 1937. What? Folks, we're talking about famous last words here. June 3rd, Cold Harbor. I was killed. He was a Union soldier. It was found in a blood spattered diary on the body of a Union soldier on June 3rd, 1864. Wow. I wonder if that was like a note of mockery. John Barrymore, actor, May 29th, 1942. Die? I should say not, dear fellow. No Barrymore would allow such a conventional thing to happen to him. Is that ridiculous? I remember hearing a preacher from California saying and preaching to his congregation that he was never going to get old or die. That's weird.
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. How did he figure that?
I don't know, but I think once his hair started to fall out of his head and get gray and wrinkle, I think he had to probably take a different stance on Scripture.
Maybe. Do you think he's referring to the fact he'll never die because he'll live eternally? Or was he saying, I will never die on this
earth? He was talking about his physical being. I could tell you his name, but I'm not going to.
Wow. Do people still go to his church?
Yeah. He's got one of the biggest prosperity churches.
Yeah.
Remember? I guess those people that go to his church forgot that.
Maybe they think they're not going to die.
Gain his godliness from such withdrawal?
Yeah.
I guess not.
Maybe they're not going to die either.
Man, it's interesting how they always got those nicest cars preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy.
Yeah.
Who cares about you as long as I prosper?
Try to mow their grass and ask them for... Oh,
yes.
We got a story, right? We got a story.
Okay.
I won't say that story, but there's a different story. This is one of these money preachers that you're talking about. We were just staying with Alex Prakas. He was on the show with us out in North Carolina. He's out in Rockingham, near that area.
Yeah.
So his dad made, you know, patio furniture and things like that. They had a business. They'd make, like, bird baths and just cool statues and things like that. As a matter of fact, his dad constructed the lions that are in Graceland at Elvis Presley's house. There you go. So all of a sudden this telepreacher comes rolling in through the gates at the place, and they're looking around things. And, you know, he's a wealthy telepreacher, and, you know, they show him around, and they're like, okay, so this is what I like, this is what I like, this is what I like. And so then Alex, as a young boy, says, okay, well, here's about what it's going to cost. And the telepreacher says to him, actually, we were thinking that you would sew them into our ministry.
You can say their names. Them.
Who was it again?
Faye Baker and Jim Baker.
Jim Baker. I was like, what? So if they're so rich, God is blessing so much, but yet they need this guy to donate the statues. And anyhow, that didn't go over very well. Apparently Mr. Baker and Mrs. Baker.
When he was busted with Jessica Hahn.
Terrible.
And then once he ends up in jail, his wife, Tammy Faye Baker, goes and marries his best friend. Pretty messed up stuff, folks. Benedict Arnold, speaking of famous last words, let me die in the old uniform in which I fought my battles for freedom. May God forgive me for putting on another. For a second there, I thought it said Bill Clinton.
Huh, Benny.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, that guilt must have just ate him all the way to the grave.
Yeah, save those, by the way, Heather.
It must have ate him all the way to the grave.
Speaking of famous last words, I'm ready to die for my Lord, that in my blood the church may obtain liberty and peace. Thomas N. Beckett, Archbishop of Canterbury, 1170.
A lot of heads rolled in Canterbury.
A long ways away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've got liberty.
Henry Ward Beecher, evangelist, March 8th, 1887. Now comes the mystery. See, that's interesting because Scripture says that the mystery's been revealed, having known the will of the Lord. You know, that's what I'm after all the time. Lord, you promised me in this life for the good of mankind. Yes, I know it's a mystery. Yes, I know that the deep things and the secrets belong to the Lord. Yeah, I know all that stuff. I understand that. And it's a good place for us to be anyways. Yeah. Because God knows everything we don't. We can look at nature and learn from God always, right? Well, let's get to another one. John Jacob Astor the IV. Who's he, Jake?
I should know it, but I don't know.
Astor and his wife were traveling on the Titanic when it struck an iceberg and began to sink. As Astor prepared to enter a lifeboat with his wife, a group of female passengers appeared on deck. He gave up his seat and spoke his final words to his wife. He was later found floating in the water. The ladies have to go first. Goodbye, dearie. I'll see you later. He was floating in the ocean, believed to have been crushed to death by a falling funnel, which is portrayed actually in the movie. You know, the thing about the movie, The Titanic, just for those that didn't know, there's a lot of historical fact.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was all plugged in. I noticed that.
And of course, Hollywood had to get in there and pervert it.
Yeah.
Like teaching people how to commit fornication.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Jesus says, fornicators and adulterers shall have no inheritance into the kingdom of God.
Right.
So they have to have, you know, their filth.
They had to have Leo DiCaprio put his filth in there.
Oh, really? American boxer Max Baer, speaking of famous last words, oh God, here I go.
Wow.
That man was also responsible for killing three men in the ring.
Three?
Three men. Dude, he knocked the chocolate out of some of those guys.
Knocked the life out of them.
Speaking of famous last words, friends applaud, the comedy is finished. Ludwig van Beethoven, composer, March 26, 1827. I wonder if he was ashamed.
I don't know.
The man was a genius.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Humphrey Bogart, actor, January 14th, 1957, he said, I should never have switched from scotch to martinis. These people, they want to dare the justice of God all the way to hell, don't they? Isn't that interesting?
Bogart.
Until you read in the book of Luke where you actually see the man was in hell.
Yep.
He realized that it wasn't a game. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and implores God in Jesus Christ, asking to get out to go warn his five brothers. And the Lord said to him, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Listen to what I just said, friends. Moral law, Exodus 20, which drives you to the foot of the cross and can do no more, Galatians 3:24. His name is Jesus Christ.
Well, if you look at what did Moses do, he preached of the Christ, right? Another prophet shall come in after me. And so for this man, you're speaking of the man in hell, I read a commentary on this not too long ago. This man rejected Christ and Christ's divinity, because Christ is always talking to the Pharisees. He said, if you're not going to hear Moses and the prophets, then what good is it if I raise from the dead? You're still not going to believe on me.
Yep.
So if we study Moses, we realize there is the law. Yes, the moral law, but it is fulfilled in Christ. So don't stop at the moral law of God. You've got to go on to Christ and
of course,
things of Christ.
He that saith he know him ought himself also to walk even as he walked.
Amen.
And that's where people fail the test. You got to keep moving. Christianity,
that's right.
Hey, the Lord warned us of idols. He is alive. He is not dead. He's not in stone. Look at this one. Speaking of Tammy Faye Baker, guys, I say this with a sense of compassion in my heart, but these were the famous last words of Tammy Faye Baker. I'm in the hands of Jesus. Bro.
Didn't she just die recently?
Their message was so completely distorted. When Jim Baker got out of prison, he wrote a book recanting everything that he had said.
Good.
So therefore, it was, well, he was driven to faith in Christ, wasn't he?
The law shut him up.
Yes, it did. But for her to say, I'm in the hands of Jesus, preaching a false gospel for whole life. Didn't Jesus say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Haven't we done miracles in thy name? And the Lord's going to look at him and say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, iniquity. And she promoted nothing but lawlessness. Now, I know it's ill to talk or speak ill of the dead. I don't want to do that. But the bottom line is, folks, is read the Word of God. And you'll know the difference between the sheep and the goats. Remember what you said about Pastor Mack here in Prosperity Church in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
What'd you say about that?
Well, I was talking about the sheep and how they would call Pastor Mack. Mack! Mack! Pastor Mack!
That's the guy in Minneapolis trying to get his congregants to sell their houses. Well, he's got, what, how many houses and how many Learjets and how many...
I know he's doing all right.
Oh, my goodness. Is that incredible? And he's doing got these useful idiots that will do it for him. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, talking about famous last words. We got a whole mess more to go. I love the topic. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'd rather be a servant in the house of the Lord than to sit in the seats of the mighty. Alvin Barkley.
Smart man.
Former Vice President of the United States who suffered a fatal heart attack. You got a testimonial just a minute ago here. I just went online, checked out what was going on with our listeners. And I got this. Dustin Johnson said, I need to thank you and Jay.
That's all right. You know what the guy who interviewed me yesterday, Ed Tull?
Yeah.
He said, okay, Jake, how do I say your last name? McCauley, dude. Shit.
Man, why do you do that? What is it that you don't understand?
About what?
Why are you putting your name out there like that?
Because it's my name, man.
Anyways, he said, I need to thank you and Jay for opening my eyes and my wife's to be to the disgusting left agenda in our schools. And because of that, my son will attend homeschool, non-liberal public school. So he actually pulled his kid from public school.
Smart man.
So good for you.
Just like our guest last, who was it? It was Wendy and Sean. Sean drove 2 hours from Raleigh down to Rockingham to hear Bradley speak. His wife is homeschooling their kids for the past, I think, since January. So that'd be, what, 5 months, maybe six. They've also removed all antidepressants from their home. In that short amount of time, hearing the truth, they responded to it. And folks, that's where liberty is found, right there. Response to the truth.
Speaking of famous last words, Napoleon Bonaparte, French Emperor, May 5th, 1821.
Bonaparte?
He said Josephine. That was his last words, Josephine. Bonaparte.
Bonaparte.
Dominique Beauhours, French grammarian. I'm about to, or I'm going to die. Either expression is correct. 1702. Speaking of famous last words, guys. Boy, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. This is how men speak. They say during an airplane crash, men curse God. I'm sure we'd probably get that from the recordings found in the black box after the plane crashes. And some, I'm sure, are praying on the way down. Scary place to call on God for the first time.
Mixed bag.
Johannes Brahms, composer, April 3rd, 1897. Ah, that tastes nice, thank you. Charlotte Bronte, writer, March 31st, 1855. Oh, I'm not going to die, am I? He will not separate us. We have been so happy. Spoken to her husband of 9 months, Reverend Arthur Nichols. Elizabeth Barrett Browning, writer, June 28th, 1861. Beautiful, in reply to her husband who had asked how she felt. Talking of the famous last words, friends. Now I shall go to sleep. Good night. Lord George Byron, writer, 1824. Et tu, Brute, assassinated. Gaius Julius Caesar, Roman Emperor, 44 B.C.
Oh, you're saying that's what he said? That must be Latin or something?
Et tu, Brute, assassinated. Gaius Caligula, Roman Emperor, 41 A.D., I am still alive, stabbed to death by his own guards. Yep. He was a devil and a half, that man was. Speaking of famous last words, don't let poor Nellie, his mistress, Nell Gwyn, starve. Charles II, King of England and Scotland, 1685. Hugo Chavez, the communist, friend of Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, friends, for those that did not know, many believe that he was assassinated by our government. President of Venezuela, remember he contracted cancer out of nowhere? Hugo Chavez said, I don't want to die. Please don't let me die. I don't want to die. Please don't let me die. I don't know why I'm laughing about that. I really don't know why I'm laughing about that.
That's a great equalizer. Who do you submit to once you're at that point? Nobody can save you if you are dying. The only person that can save you is God. And everybody comes down to that. Because just like Keith Green said, all paths lead to the judgment seat of Christ, the judgment throne of Christ. He is the only one at that point that can assist in any way, shape, or form. And by the time you're at that point, you're probably too far.
Charles V, the fifth, King of France, 1380. His famous last words were, Ah, Jesus. Folks, I'm getting emails and emails and emails and emails. Phone lines are open, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Cicero, Roman statesman and orator. These words are directed at Herennius, his assassin by order of Mark Antony, triumvir and co-ruler of Rome. Quirinus was a centurion. Okay, who cares? Famous last words, there is nothing proper about what you are doing, soldier, but do try to kill me properly. Wow. Arrogance, pride. Harry Lillis, Bing Crosby, singer, actor. His real name was Harry. Balding Harry. Singer, actor, October 14th, 1977. His famous last words were, That was a great game of golf, fellers. That's sweet. Joan Crawford. Remember how I said there was some good, bad, and some ugly? She said, blanket, don't you dare ask God to help me, to her housekeeper who had begun to pray aloud. Interesting. May 10th, 1977. Noel Coward, writer, 1973. Good night, my darlings. I'll see you tomorrow. That was his famous last words. Lou Costello, comedian, March 3rd, 1959. His famous last words were, that was the best ice cream soda I ever tasted. Grover Cleveland, president twice in the United States of America, also a preacher for those that did not know. U.S. president, 1908. His famous last words were, I've tried so hard to do the right. This is the guy's name, Georges Clemenceau, French premier, 1929. This time it will be a long one. What about Winston Churchill speaking a famous last words? Statesman, January 24th, 1965, he died. I'm bored with it all. Before slipping into a coma, he died 9 days later. Frederick Chopin?
Chopin.
No, it's an I. It's not an A. Composer, October 16th, 1849. The earth is suffocating. Swear to make them cut me open so I won't be buried alive. Dying of tuberculosis. Wow. That's a visual. The earth is suffocating. Swear to make them cut me open so that I won't be buried alive.
I think it's because tuberculosis, all your lungs start to fill up, and that's what you literally feel like. So it's like, cut this out. Get it out.
Pretty nasty. Ugh. I am dying. I haven't drunk champagne for a long time. Oh, my gosh. Some of these names, friend. Chekhov. Anton Chekhov, writer, July 1st, 1904. Charles Darwin. Oh, my gosh, to the last minute. This boy was just going, man, he was skipping towards hell, friends. I'm not the least afraid to die. Charles Darwin, April 19th, 1882. I'm not the least afraid to die. Wow. Interesting. My God, what happened? Princess of Wales, Diana. Many believe she was killed in that tunnel, August 31st, 1997. They had to get rid of Diana. Emily Dickinson, poet, 1886. I must go in. The fog is rising. I must go in. The fog is rising. Jessica Dubroff, 7-year-old pilot, 1996.
Wow.
Do you hear the rain? Do you hear the rain? Minutes before her plane crashed.
Ooh. Huh. Do you have John Wesley's?
I got a whole mess more. I'm rolling with them.
I've got his right here.
What?
He was 88 years old. He passed away on Wednesday, March 2nd, 1791. His last words were spoken twice. The best of all, this is the quote, God is with us. He lifted his arms and said again, the best of all is God is with us.
Isadora Duncan, she was a dancer in 1927. Farewell, my friends, I go to glory. Interesting. Speaking of famous last words, please know that I'm quite aware of the hazards. Women must try to do things as men have tried. When they fail, their failure must be a challenge to others. Last letter to her husband before her last flight. We must be on you but cannot see you. Gas is running low. Last radio communication before her disappearance. Amelia Earhart, 1937. Thomas Edison, inventor, October 18th, 1931, said, quote, unquote, it is very beautiful over there. October 18th, 1931, it is very beautiful over there. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back. Done it for. Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the famous last words, guys. Famous last words. The last one was, I believe, Thomas Edison. He said, "It's very beautiful over there. It's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment." These are the last things that they're saying before they go into eternity. Edward VII, King of Britain, 1910, said, "No, I shall not give in. I shall go on. I shall work to the end." Well, Edward, Eddie, it was the end. "All my possessions for a moment of time, Elizabeth, Queen of England, 1603. Listen again, friends. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? All my possessions for a moment of time. Famous last words, Douglas Fairbanks Sr., he was an actor. "I've never felt better." December 12th, 1939. Boy, oh boy. Richard Feynman. "I'd hate to die twice, it's so boring." Physicist, 1988. That's just cute. Errol Flynn, actor, October 14th, 1959. This is what he said. "I've had a hell of a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed every minute of it." Wow. Benjamin Franklin, statesman, April 17th, 1790, said, "A dying man can do so." Well, he said, "A dying man can do nothing easy." That's similar to what George Washington rightly said. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, writer, March 22nd, 1832. Come, my little one, and give me your hand, spoken to his daughter, Athalie. Athalie. Ernesto Che.
Ernesto.
Guevara, October 9th, 1967. I know you have come to kill me. Shoot, coward. You are only going to kill a man. Facing his assassin, Mario Terran, a Bolivian soldier. Man, I got a lot of them today. I'm going to start poking out some that everybody knows. How about Edmund Gwenn? Yes, it's tough, but not as tough as doing comedy. When asked if she thought dying was tough, that was her famous last words. September 6, 1959. Heinrich Heine, poet, February 15, 1856. God will pardon me that his line of work, that's his line of work. That sounds like works. I'm going to go to someone I know. Henry VIII, King of England, 1547. All is lost. Monks, monks, monks. Victor Hugo. I see black light. That's probably not a good sign, Victor. May 22nd, 1855. Andrew Jackson's famous last words, U.S. President, 1845. Oh, do not cry. Be good, children, and we will all meet in heaven. General Thomas Stonewall Jackson, let us cross over the river and sit in the shade of the trees, killed in error by his own troops at the Battle of Chancellorsville during the U.S. Civil War. Is it the fourth? Thomas Jefferson, U.S. President. That was his famous last words. Timothy Leary, why not? Stinking burnt hippie. Speaking of famous last words, King of France, Louis XVIII. A king should die standing. How long is that going to last? King of France, Louis XIV. Actually, it was Louis XIV, King of France. 1715, he said, why do you weep? Do you think I was immortal? I am a queen, but I have not the power to move my arms. Louise, Queen of Prussia, 1820. Malcolm X, let's cool it, brothers, spoken to his assassins, three men who shot him 16 times. Let's cool it, brothers. That was a CIA assassination as well, friends. Karl Marx, revolutionary, devil himself. Go on, get out. Last words are for fools who haven't said enough to his housekeeper who urged him to tell her his last words so she could write them down for posterity. All six people that came to his funeral. Louis B. Mayer, film producer, October 29th, 1957. Nothing matters, nothing matters. It's all been very interesting. Lady Mary Wortley. Writer, 1762. Edgar Allan Poe, Lord Help My Poor Soul, October 7th, 1849. James Polk, U.S. President, 1849. I love you, Sarah, for all eternity. I love you. Spoken to his wife. That's sad. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, U.S. President, 1945. Famous last words. I have a terrific headache. He died of cerebral hemorrhage of the brain. Theodore Roosevelt, U.S. President, put out the light, 1919. They couldn't hit an elephant. They couldn't hit an elephant at this dist, killed in battle during U.S. Civil War. General John Sedgwick, Union Commander, 1864. They couldn't hit an elephant at this dist. In other words, he didn't finish the word.
Couldn't make it.
Henry David Thoreau, writer, Moose Indian was his famous last words. Leon Trotsky, he turned on Stalin. I feel here that this time they have succeeded. They killed him with an ice pick because he came out against Stalin. Don't worry, Chief, it will be all right. Rudolph Valentino, actor, August 23rd, 1926. Vespasian, Roman Emperor, 79 A.D. Woe is me. Me thinks I'm turning into a god. I'm looking for D.L. Moody, friends. It was actually pretty astonishing. Woodrow Wilson, I am ready. John Huss, oh, holy simplicity. He was the one that died at the stake 100 years before Martin Luther. Well, then there's famous last words of Nazi criminals. This is a mortal wound, doctor. And then to his wife, remember my Eliza, you are a Christian. Alexander Hamilton. Spoken after being shot by Aaron Burr in a duel. Huh. I can't find, Heather, do you got D.L. Moody's? She's got it. Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Wow. Field Marshal, I called on God Almighty to have mercy on the German people. More than 2 million German soldiers went to their death for fatherland before me. I follow now my sons, all for Germany. These are some of the war criminals concerning the Nazis back in the 30s and 40s. I got 2 minutes left. I'm waiting for that D.L. Moody to come up. As a matter of fact, I think I may have it right in front of me. And I'm going to kick it at you in a second here if I can pull it up. It's interesting what he saw right when he died, speaking of the famous last words. D.L. Moody is the famous, yeah, go ahead, famous Chicago preacher.
All right, it says, Earth recedes, heaven opens. I've been through the gates. Don't call me back. If this is death, it's sweet. Dwight, Irene, I see the children's faces, and Dwight and Irene were his grandchildren that had died.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm going to sign off. Jake's going to take over. There is tons of these. I got some pretty important, I know, important ones out to you. I think it's also important, again, remember what Scripture says, that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. George Washington said similar words, as I die hard, like Benjamin Franklin did as well. But you know what, folks? Life is but a vapor, and we're not promised tomorrow, so we got to make it count today. And with that, I'll talk to you in a day in 23.
Like it said, Kurt Cobain, he actually left this in his suicide note. Francis and Courtney, I'll be at your altar. Please keep going, Courtney. For Frances, for her life will be so much happier without me. I love you. I love you. You can see when these people die what their mind is fixed on and the world that it's fixed on. If I continue going, Socrates said, all of the wisdom of the world is but a tiny raft upon which we must set sail when we leave this earth. If only there was a firmer foundation upon which to sail, perhaps some divine word, Christ. Christ, Sigmund Freud, listen, these are geniuses that the world hails. The message, the meager satisfaction that men can extract from reality leaves him starving. No, it doesn't. You find that in Christ, folks. Everyone listening, you find that in Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father without him. Those are the last words we should be crying out as sons and daughters of liberty. We'll talk to you Monday. Again, we're on 6 days a week. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Get all of our affiliates. We'll talk to you then.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.